Welcome to episode 498 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Jesus overcame sin and death to bring salvation to the whole world. Jesus is not only King of Kings, he is the ultimate overcomer, conquering sin and death through his sacrifice on the cross and his resurrection 3 days later. One moment where that overcoming is perfectly noticeable is in the Garden of Gethsemane. We must remember, even though Jesus is God, he was also fully human as he walked among us on earth. As such, he surely felt the weight of his impending crucifixion, imposing heavily on his mind. And yet he overcame by surrendering to the will of the Father. Matthew 26, verses 36 to 39. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Luke 22 verse 44 adds an intriguing detail. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. The intense anguish and sorrow Jesus felt was certainly understandable. Being God, Christ knew all that was going to happen to him. He knew in painstaking detail the events that were to follow soon after he was betrayed by one of his very own disciples. He knew he was about to undergo several trials where all of the witnesses against him would lie. He knew that many who had hailed him as the Messiah only days earlier on Palm Sunday would now be screaming for his crucifixion. He knew he would be flogged nearly to the point of death before they pounded the metal spikes into his flesh. He knew the prophetic words of Isaiah spoken 7 centuries earlier, that he would be beaten so badly that he would be disfigured beyond that of any man and beyond human likeness. Certainly, these things factored into his great anguish and sorrow, causing him to sweat drops of blood. Yet, there was more. Crucifixion was considered to be the most painful and torturous method of execution ever devised, and was used on the most despised and wicked people. In fact, so horrific was the pain that a word was designed to help explain it: excruciating, which literally means from the cross. From his arrest in the garden until the time where our Lord stated, "It is finished," in John 19, verse 30, Scripture records only one instance in which Jesus cried out in a loud voice. Matthew 27, verse 46. As our sinless Savior bore the weight of the world's sins on his shoulders, his Father must have looked away. As Habakkuk 1, verse 13 says, "His eyes are too pure to look on evil." And that must have caused the suffering Savior to cry out, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" The spiritual pain of this feeling of abandonment no doubt greatly exceeded the intense physical pain the Lord endured on our behalf. At the beginning of creation, human history began in a garden. And when the first Adam sinned against God in this garden, death entered the world. Thousands of years later, Jesus Christ, the second Adam, entered into another garden to accept the cup from his Father's hand, and death was about to be swallowed up in victory. Hebrews 2 verse 10, "For it was fitting that he for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering." Continuing in verses 17 to 18, "Therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he's able to help those who are being tempted. And then Hebrews 5, verses 8 to 9. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. What was the function of suffering in Jesus' life? The writer of Hebrews says that God made Jesus perfect through sufferings. This expression is surprising. This same author says of Jesus that he is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and that he is sinless, spotless, undefiled, and holy. Jesus did not have to overcome any kind of moral or ethical imperfection. He was perfect both morally and ethically. Hebrews does say, however, that Jesus underwent a process of perfecting that provided him with the means to save us. Jesus was perfected in the sense that he was equipped to be our Savior. Jesus was perfected through sufferings in order to become the captain of our salvation. Jesus had to die on the cross as a sacrifice so that the Father could have the legal means to save us. Jesus was the perfect sacrificial offering, the only one. As God, Jesus could judge us, but because of his sacrifice, Jesus can also save us. According to Hebrews 5 verse 8, Jesus learned obedience through sufferings. Obedience was necessary for two things. First, obedience made his sacrifice acceptable. Second, his sufferings enabled him to become our example. Jesus learned obedience because he never experienced it before. As God, whom would he have to obey? As eternal Son and one with God, he was obeyed as the ruler of the universe. Thus, Jesus did not progress from disobedience to obedience, but from sovereignty and dominion to submission and obedience. The exalted Son of God became the obedient Son of Man. Suffering temptation and being victorious enabled Jesus to be a merciful and faithful high priest. Suffering did not make Jesus more merciful. To the contrary, it was because of Jesus' mercy that he volunteered to die on the cross to save us to begin with. Yet it was through suffering that the reality of Jesus' brotherly love was truly expressed and revealed. If the sinless Jesus suffered, we as sinners surely will suffer as well. How can we learn to endure the tragedies of life while at the same time drawing hope and assurance from the Lord who has revealed his love to us in so many powerful ways? Jesus overcame. And as this more than overcomer scripture attests, through him we can too. Romans 8 verses 35 to 37. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Overwhelming victory. One version says we are more than conquerors. Love is the key to conquering. Love is the key to overcoming. Jesus overcame through love, and that love enables us to also overcome. Father, thank you for Jesus, the overcomer. May we likewise overcome through faith and through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.